This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Conservation Officer Mike Watson. Mike, welcome back.
Good to be here again, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about hunting safety, and it's kind of like our annual conversation that we have on a yearly basis. As it stands right now, archery hunting season is underway, and that goes on until January. But give us some updates on if there's any major rule changes coming up with the conservation with hunting.
Well, we've got the basic youth waterfowl is coming up on October 15 and 16. Of course, the youth firearms already happen. You got to wear blaze orange whenever you're out in the field during the firearm weekends. We've talked about this in the past. You know, anytime you're going to be out archery hunting, I know you don't have a firearm with you. If you're following the rules, you're not supposed to have a firearm with you. You've got to wear blaze orange if you're out there during the firearm weekend. If you're out there during just the regular archery, anytime, you don't have to wear the blaze orange then. We've got a couple of things that I wanted to go over in regards to some of the new laws, and the main one is going to be something really, really new to everybody. And I normally don't do this is to read from a piece of paper when I'm on your radio show, but I would strongly suggest that your listeners go get a pencil and a piece of paper and get ready to write down some things, because they're going to need to go over this again. There's no way they're going to follow all this that I've got right here. But we've got a new purple paint law, Tobin. And this purple paint law is not going to actually go into effect until January 1st, 2013. And what this is involving is helping my landowners with the trespassing problem. And we've talked about this in the past about criminal trespassing and hunting without permission, fishing without permission. You know, for criminal trespassing, it has to be posted, or they have to be given notice that they're not supposed to be there. Hunting or fishing without permission, it does not have to be posted. This new law is going to help fix these problems. You don't have to put up a sign. You just got to paint a tree. And basically what this says is, while the new purple paint law gives Illinois landowners or lessees the option of making their property with a series of defined purple paint markings on trees or posts, additional notice is still required through 2012. Okay, so we're just getting started with this. Other states have done this. Until January 1st, 2013, those landowners using purple marks must continue to issue a no trespassing notice, either by oral or written notice to individuals by posting the appropriate signage at the main entrance to the property in question. A vertical line of at least 8 inches in length, the bottom mark shall be between 3 and 5 feet high. Okay? Each mark shall be no more than 100 feet from another mark and be readily visible to any person approaching the property. Now, I know I just said a mouthful. I want you to... Everybody go to www.dnr.illinois.gov and go to the hunting pages, and all of what I just said will be there, okay? And these violations of these no trespassing, it's Class B misdemeanor except when a person trespasses using a motor vehicle, and I'm not going to get into all that.
Right.
But this is something new. I like it because... this is going to be great in the future, because I constantly am getting landowners complaining that, Mike, I put up signs and the people that are up to no good, the violators, whatnot, they just tear the signs down, and then they've got a written excuse or a ready-made excuse to violate the law because they said they didn't see the sign. Well, you can't rip down purple paint off the bark of a tree, so this is going to fix this, and it's worked well in other states, and I think it's going to work well here.
And I guess it's also important to make sure your FOID cards are up to date before you start hunting.
Yeah, we've got the big firearm seasons, you know, the bull shotgun deer weekends, muzzleloader, and we've got some antlerless weekends, you know, later on in the year and after the turn of the year. Not right now is the time to check your FOID card. You know, actually late in the summer, dove season's pretty much over with. But check your FOID card, because you don't want to get into a week or so before shotgun deer season, then you decide to check it and it's expired. And it takes these people a while to get this stuff processed, so now's the time to do it.
With the hunters out, I guess it's safe to say motorists, and we've talked about this every year since we've had our conversations about deer and hunting safety. Motorists should definitely be on the lookout for deer, because this is the kind of a time when deer will probably shoot across Route 16 or whatever at unsuspecting notice.
Well, it's funny. We've talked about this almost every fall whenever you have me on the show. And my buddy, my site superintendent down at Coffeen Lake, he printed something off for me for this show. And, you know, like I always tell my wife, I hate it when I'm right, but I'm right once again on this one. A lot of the things that me and you have talked about is right here. And a little paragraph that I put stars beside, it says, according to the ABC News report from 2010, Illinois ranks fifth in the nation among states where you're most likely to hit a deer, with an estimated 1 in 218 chance. So based on the number of claims submitted to a leading auto insurance agency, it's important to note that, you know, you're in a high area here. And there's two or three things, actually there's five things, which we have covered in the past, that people need to be aware of. Drive at a safe speed, of course. Pay attention to warning signs. Drive safely. You know, warning signs is obviously a sign put out by DOT, deer, you know, crossing area.
Right.
Keep an eye out, okay? Especially around sunrise to sunset. You know, when you've talked about this. When there's one, there's probably more. We've talked about that. And what is the main thing, and I've always told people not to do?
And that's slam on your brakes.
Slam on your brakes and do not ever swerve, okay? If you suddenly swerve, you hit your brakes firmly, don't swerve. Your car is worth very little compared to your life. So, you know, this is a time of year. The farmers are getting into the fields in a big way. And right now, the deer are going to be moving, because part of their hidden habitat is being...
in the cornfields.
Yeah, and it's being removed as we speak.
So, but it seems like you're about ready to start your busy time of the year, huh?
Oh, we're shifting from the big park and boating season. You know, like I've told you in the past, we get shipped to Carlisle and some of these other areas in the summer months, and then the winter months, the fall months, we spend more time in our home areas. So. I like that.
Absolutely.
But we've got some counties around here that's either had officers retire, or we've got a county that's an officer's injured. So we're having to cover greater and greater areas. But we've got some details planned, and we're going to try to make an impact. And I know we're short in head count, but I still encourage the public to call in and let us know if you see something. Call in immediately. Like I've said in the past, we live in a cell phone age. Do not wait until a day or two, or even an hour or two, after you see a violation, and I will keep your name private. I've had this job almost 24 years, and I've never given up somebody who's given me good information, and I'm not going to start now.
And as we come to a close, anyone seeking more information about the rule changes or the purple paint legislation that will start next year, always go to the department's website.
Yeah, exactly. www.dnr.illinois.gov, and there's hunting/hunting. There's general information on your digest, trapping regulations, waterfowl license and permits and fees. You know, there's surveys on there, waterfowl surveys, what the birds look like, which is very informative for the waterfowl hunters, are big into that. If you want to apply for a deer turkey permit, apply for a free sight hunting permit, report a roadkill deer, replace a lost or damaged permit or license, report your deer in public hunting access areas online, you know, sunset and sunrise tables, it's just packed full of good information, everything that's in the Hunting Digest and more. And, you know, If you have any questions, you can't find it there, you can't find it in the Hunting Digest, call me and I'll help you out from the best I can. So.
Absolutely. Mike, it's always a pleasure talking with you, my friend, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Conservation Officer Mike Watson. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.